Arkansas State University professor Joe Ford says after he noticed that both he and his three-year-old daughter kept getting ill from smoke during the autumn harvest seasons, he started thinking about whether his design skills could help address the problem. Ford teamed up with physics professor Ross Carroll to develop an app to be used by farmers when they're deciding when to burn residue off their fields. Farmers burn because it's cheaper and easier than tilling a field, but the smoke tends to draw complaints from communities about health risks, odors, and temporarily blocked highways. Ford says a simple initial version of their AgBurn app has been released.
We've gone to a few farmers to take a look at the app itself. So far, the farmers we've talked to, they understand this is an issue that needs to be dealt with. And so they are working with us to sort of make sure it works the way it needs to work.
By calculating wind speed and direction, along with other factors, the app determines whether a burn is safe or whether the farmer should wait for another day. It's based largely on the voluntary smoke management guidelines drawn up by rice industry leaders after a particularly difficult smoke season last year. Rice industry representative Lauren Waldrop Ward says this autumn has been a lot less smoky so far, which could be a combination of cooperation with the smoke management guidelines and just the weather.
I think that, you know, since rain levels have been so high, not only during harvest, but also during the period where we would typically be burning, we've seen a decrease in what's typical for the season.
This marks the first year of the voluntary guidelines in Arkansas. In Louisiana, Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain said his state trains certified burners and doesn't have the same level of controversy about ag burning.
So the majority of our burning is in sugarcane. Secondarily, we see it with timber and also rice and wheat and that sort of thing. We really don't have a lot of complaints. We have a very few, and most of those complaints come when a subdivision is built literally in the middle of a sugarcane field.
In Arkansas, the new app is expected to be used mostly by rice farmers. Professor Ford says his team understands that most farmers don't have the option, either financially or physically, of not burning. So the app just makes it easier and faster to find the best times.
So I think that they do want to work within the guidelines, but there has to be an easier way for them to comply with the guidelines. There's some complex calculations that they would have to make. Humans, especially if you haven't been trained to do those sorts of calculations, aren't very good at that sort of thing. But everybody has a device in their pockets that is really good at that sort of thing.
In Jonesboro, I'm Ann Kenda for Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. And from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.